Sai and Vina with Ituba on Rise FM in mornings. Mr. Kareem joins us as we empower the women today. Mr. Kareem, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Sister Klang?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm excellent in Women's Month, eh?
Let's get into it, Mr. Kareem. Women Arise.
Women Arise. Okay, first let's work on the acronym of the word woman, all right? Try to bring that up. The word woman, it starts with W, which means wisdom, all right? A woman that will arise will carry wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to dissect between right and wrong. Wisdom is the ability to apply what you have learned. Wisdom is when dominion doesn't actually abuse the wise.
Yeah.
In other words, most wise people are actually abused by their wiseness. So dominion, not to abuse your wise, is actually what actually will get you to arise. So wisdom is then also the ability for information it's the ability for the information to actually give birth. In other words, the information that you have must be birthed. So wisdom is the ability to get that information to actually get a knife, to develop a meat, to develop a structure.
Mm-hmm.
Then O is actually original. Every exceptional woman or a woman that will rise will always be original. Or the other word for original is authentic. They will always have to be authentic. Authenticity is the ability to be original to the level that you no longer compete with others, but to compete with yourself. People who compete with others are a signal or are a sign that they are insecure with being themselves. But then people who will arise, they have the capacity to compete with themselves and win, compete with their yesterdays and win, compete with their failures and win, compete with their lack of vision and win. So women, it means then they are original. Then M there, it means women are a mentor, natural mentors. They nurture, they grow things, they drive things out. They actually establish a nature of mentorship. In other words, when you sit with a woman, you will learn your language. When you sit with a woman, you will learn your boundaries. When you sit with a proper woman, you will become a better man. When you sit or when you live in a space whereby there's actually an opportunity to dysfunction, a proper woman will actually drive you into a level whereby you shall be an exceptional person. A, it means a woman that will rise, they will always have goals and they will be an achiever.
Yeah.
They will always be an achiever. And then worst of it all, achievers are not concerned with the next person. Achievers are more concerned with their journey.
Yeah.
Most women who compete, they don't have a journey. They have a nature. I call it a distraction syndrome. In other words, instead of reaching their place of success, they carry a nature to distract others. And then achievers have this tendency. They are silent. They are silent whenever there's noise. Only their work does the talking. So a woman that is smart, a woman that is that will arise, they will always have a nature to achieve. And their achievements will do the talking. Lastly but not least, then they are a nation builder. In other words, there are three C's. There are three C's. C number one is actually the community. A wise woman will raise their kids in the community so they are not a destruction of the city, but so they are a blessing of the city.
Mm.
So the second thing that you will also see, nation builders, and then C number two, they'll then be a blessing to the country. It's community, then country, then continent. And then when they capture the continent, then their smell will affect even the global scales of the world.
Mr. Kareem, stay in your own lane and you won't become a competition looking at other people and what they are doing. Thank you very much for coming on to the show, motivating the woman this Women's Month.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Klang.